This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I must die, you must live, to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, make it white with a long tail, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad who left in a blaze, and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself. Seize the kite, my kite you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope, let it be a tale. This was the last poem of Refaat al-Arir, who was an academic, a writer, a poet, and the voice of Gaza for the English-speaking world. He died with his family yesterday.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa kathirin kathira. From Abadu, my brothers and sisters, the topic of my khutbah today is Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, truly and verily, the peace of mind is in the dhikr of Allah, in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live in troubled times, a huge sign of which is the very sharp increase in mental illness of different kinds, ranging from anxiety to much more serious ailments, resulting at the extreme in despair and suicide. In 2021, 48,183 Americans died by suicide, and there were 1.7 million suicide attempts. An estimated 49,449 people died by suicide the following year, in 2022. The rate of suicide, interestingly, is highest in middle-aged white men, the most privileged section of the population, who accounted for 70%, 69.68% of suicide deaths in 2021. The strange thing is that this is happening in the wealthiest, most powerful country in the world, while in Palestine, there are no suicides, not one. People are being massacred, but they have set such an example of Ridha bil Qada and Shukr, being content with the decree of Allah and gratitude, that it has become the reason for a lot of people converting to Islam. We don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for Palestine and for the Palestinian people, but we look beyond the material, visible world. If we look beyond the material, visible world, we will be able to see the gates of Jannah open above Gaza, and the angels escorting the souls of the shuhada into everlasting grace and beauty. We will be able to smell the perfume of the most beautiful musk as the curtains between the alam al-shahada and the alam al-ghaib are parted for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to honor. Like it happened with the Mongols, who destroyed Baghdad and the Abbasi Khilafah and then became Muslim and became the defenders of Islam, the West, which is blindly supporting genocide, will wake up, inshallah, as it sees the true strength and power of the human being, which is not in weapons or money, but in heart and spirit. As someone said, courage is made in Palestine. Courage is made in Palestine. Our Palestinian brothers and sisters are demonstrating a level of this courage, which I'm not sure has ever been seen in the history of humankind. To mention just one clip I saw, a journalist asks a Palestinian man, "You have no bread, no water, no electricity. How will you survive? How will you live?" The man smiles, looks up at the heavens, raises his index finger and says, "But we have Allah." You can see the wonder on the face of the journalist. The reality is that you can't kill someone who refuses to die, because death is not the death of the body, but the death of the heart and spirit. The body will perish no matter where we live, but the heart and spirit live and die by different rules. They live when they are connected to Allah, and a weakness in that connection makes them sick, and a break kills them. The response of the Farastini brother points to the meaning of real wealth. Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have been proud of these people. I remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Musnad Imam Ahmad, an Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waditu anni laqitu ikhwani. Qala, faqala ashabu an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awalaysa nahnu ikhwanak ya Rasulullah? Qala antum ashabi, walakin ikhwani alladhina amanu bi wa lam yarawni. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I wish I could meet my brothers and sisters. The Sahaba said, are we not your brothers, ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are my Sahaba, but my brothers are those who have faith in me, yet they never saw me. Subhanallah. Wallahi, this hadith belongs to the Palestinian people in Gaza, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who know him and love him. And he said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. In Surah Ra'ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who believe and whose hearts find comfort in the remembrance of Allah, these are the people, meaning the believers, surely in the remembrance of Allah, in remembering Allah, do hearts find comfort and peace. Let us see what zikr of Allah does and how it produces peace of mind. The word zikr means to remember. This implies that we know the one we are remembering, because you can't remember anything or anyone the first time you encounter them. So do we know Allah? I don't mean know about, I mean know. Knowing about deals with the intellect. Knowing deals with emotion. The difference between knowing about and knowing is the difference between sterile academic knowledge and a personal connection which guarantees a response. The difference between knowing about and knowing is the difference between a lightning bug and lightning, a glowworm and lightning. When you think of someone who you may know a lot about, nothing happens to you. But when you think about someone you know, you can feel the emotions in your heart. Your body temperature and breathing changes. It may bring a smile to your lips or a frown on your brow. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as a sign of the believer, a responsive heart. He said, Jalla Jalaluhu in Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. He said, which means the true believers are only those whose hearts tremble at the remembrance of Allah, whose faith increases when His revelations are recited to them, and who put their trust in their Rabb. My question to myself and you, therefore, is, do we know Allah? To know Allah, let us see how He, Jalla Jalaluhu, introduced Himself. I have requested our Imam, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Khalti, Hafizullah, to recite some ayat, which are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's introduction of Himself. And let us focus on our hearts and see if anything is happening there. If it helps you, you might shut your eyes while you listen. Focus on your heart. not on the recitation, beautiful though it is.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وإليه المصير وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤاً أحد صدق الله العظيم.
Now reflect on what you felt. Ask why did you feel that? Or if you did not feel anything, ask why not. We know these ayat, so I won't translate them. The first was Ayatul Kursi, the second was the last two ayat of Suratul Hashr, and the third was Suratul Ikhlas. This is one way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reminding ourselves about His majesty and glory. And of reminding ourselves that this is the one we worship. This produces the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. His khashya. Khashyatullah is the root and foundation of taqwa. A concern about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that we say and do. To ask this question and say, will Allah be pleased with this? Then there is another way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is by recalling His mercy and His blessings on us. His blessings are beyond counting. His blessings are beyond counting. Because everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and everything He did not give us, is a blessing. When revelation stopped for a while, and Rasulullah was very stressed about it. And his aunt, the wife of Abu Lahab, used to taunt him, saying that your God has left you, and so on, so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Ad-Duha to comfort Rasulullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْدُّهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَصَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَهَدِّثْ. Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath. He said, by the morning sunlight and the night when it falls still, your Rabb, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has not abandoned you, nor does he hate you. And the next life is certainly far better for you than this one. And surely your Rabb will give you so much. And surely your Rabb will give so much to you that you will be pleased. وَلَسَوْفَ يُوْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his own past. And he says, did he not find you as an orphan and then shelter you? Did he not find you seeking guidance and guide you? And did he not find you needy and enrich you? So do not oppress the orphan, nor repulse the supplicant, the beggar, the seeker, the questioner, and proclaim and announce the blessings of your Rabb. I am not doing a tafsir of the surah here, but if you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised Rasulullah to do, you will see that he reminded him to think of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him, the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him in his past. And that is what we must do. Reflect on all the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped and blessed us. In my life, this happened in the most important places without even my dua. I didn't even know enough to ask Allah. I didn't know what to ask Him, but He gave it. There are two ayat in the surah which I want to draw to your attention, which we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for especially. And these ayat are a source of great happiness for us. First is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَسَوْفَ يُوْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And surely your Rabb will give you so much that you will be pleased. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to say, people say that the ayah of greatest hope in the Quran is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, say, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah says, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly forgives all sins. He is indeed all-forgiving, most merciful. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, but we, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he say, we say that the ayah of greatest hope is وَلَسَوْفَ يُوْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And surely your Rabb will give so much to you that you would be pleased. And he used to say that, we say this because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will never be pleased until every one of his ummah is in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and to accept the Shafaat in our favor, for his intercession, and to accept his intercession in our favor. The second ayah in the surah is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And do not repulse the supplicant, the beggar, the seeker, the questioner. Now think about this. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching his Nabi and saying to him, do not turn away anyone who comes to you empty-handed. Do not turn away empty-handed anyone who comes to you. Yeah, so beautiful this advice is. Do not turn away empty-handed anyone who comes to you. Give him what you can. Help him as much as you are able. Now ask yourself, if this is Rabbul Alameen advising Rahmatul Lil Alameen about how he should treat the supplicant, how do you think he, Jalla Jalaluhu, himself, how do you think he himself, who has no limits on his generosity or his treasures, will treat those who ask him? How do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us when we go to him? So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total certainty, yaqeen, that he listens to us and will give us what we ask with khair and afiyah, inshallah. Ask with this complete yaqeen that inshallah Allah will give us what we ask with khair and afiyah. Dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore does two things. When we reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah, it produces khashyatullah in our hearts, which is the foundation of taqwa, and which opens the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and help. When we reflect on His mercy and blessings, it enhances our gratitude towards Him and our love for Him. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about the greatest reward of remembering Him. Let us just reflect on the meaning of this ayah. What does it mean to be remembered by Allah? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the greatest reward is the reward of remembering Him. He said, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah said, remember me and I will remember you. And thank me and never be ungrateful. O believers, seek help in patience and prayer. بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And Allah is truly with those who are patient. Allah is with the sabirin. Let us just reflect on the meaning of this ayah. What does it mean to be remembered by Allah? What is more honorable and magnificent than to be remembered by Allah? And not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for the one who remembers Him and is patient, Allah is with him. There is no treasure in this life or the next which is greater than the ma'iyat, being with of Allah. That is the reward of dhikr. Khashyatullah keeps us protected from sin and disobedience of Allah and therefore in His protection. And shukr adds sweetness to life, increases the blessing and enhances our love for Allah. One is a shield, the other is a light. One protects, the other illuminates the way forward. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection for us all, and for the illumination of our path by His Noor, leading us to His pleasure, mercy, and forgiveness. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.